Welcome to As One Womb, presented by Mercedes Work at Sacred Key. This morning has been a very vibrant morning of inspiration, and I'd like to share some of that with you before we get started. Let's just close our eyes for a moment and open our sacred space, and then I will go into a little bit of the discourse that I received, the transmission that I received this morning, which I thought was pretty poignant and powerful for what we do here as we come together in communion to sit in the compassionate presence in prayer. So let's just take a deep breath in. Ooh, I exhaled. That was a big exhalation. Okay, let's take a big breath in and just breathe in through your nose, and keeping yourself aware of your capacity and of your ability to just be present. Don't overextend yourself and just breathe in gently and deeply. And suspending the breath up at the top and then just releasing through the sigh of release. Breathing in and exhaling. Breathing in and exhaling. Breathing in and exhaling. Breathing in and exhaling. Breathing in, I am love. Exhaling, I am. 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 Just very gently breathing in and out at your own rhythm and pace. Breathing in, exhaling through the mouth. Breathing in, exhaling through the mouth. And slowly opening your eyes, coming back into the space. So, in my morning communion, my morning sitting, there was a few things that came forward that I'd like to share for your consideration as you move into the month of March. So much is happening in the world and in our lives, in our own individual world, as it were, you know, within your space, your family, your community, yourself, and then this, the greater picture of what's happening in the world at large. It was so interesting this morning that Spirit had said to me, two things. The first thing was, I was actually sitting up doing my communion, and it has been a while since I have been laying down. There's definitely a difference in the feeling and the way that the energy can circulate when you're sitting up versus when you're laying down. And there's no right or wrong. Sometimes it is a result of your physical condition. Sometimes it is the result of the way that I can visualize how the energy is flowing through my body, through my emptiness, and what is happening. So this morning, I did start sitting up, and I was sitting up in bed. I've actually got a special setup for praying in bed, so I was sitting up in bed. And then after I finished that segment of my practice, I laid down gently, and it was so interesting to feel how the energy shifted. And the main purpose of any prayer is to be comfortable. So in this particular case, what was going to flow through me would not have been comfortable, or I would not have been able to rest in the presence, literally rest in the presence from that vertical position of sitting up. So I gently laid back into the bed and kind of cocooned. It was, you know, I just love snuggling in, kind of cocooned into the bed, and I placed my hands in prayer position on my heart and began to gently breathe. It was not a, it was conscious breathing in the beginning, and then it sort of relaxed into a rhythm. And as I was in that space, Spirit began to talk to me. And one of the things, it's not new information, but it certainly was reinforced information, was to, when we pray for things, so right now there's a lot of things happening in the world. So if we were praying for peace, that is saying that peace is not present. And the presence of God is always there. We may not be attuned to it or in tune to it, but the presence of God is there. And so to be praying for peace is almost like limiting the that sacred space of God. So the presence was, it was really interesting, and I'm sharing this so I can, so that you may be invited to maybe experience this during the month of March, is to lay in bed with your hands comfortable, everything comfortable, but connecting to your heart in some way. My way was prayer position, and it was really interesting. In that laying down, there was almost like this sinking down feeling and a releasing of the body into this expansive space that was larger, wider, undefined, couldn't see the confinement of my body, undefined space that allowed me to be in the radiance presence of God. So I invite you to experiment with that, to make sure that you're comfortable in your prayer, and also to be in a space of the radiance. And the next thing that came forward was that everybody brings their gifts to a prayer experience, especially if you're praying into the community. And that's what we do. We pray for ourselves, we pray for our family, we pray for the community, and then we pray for the world. And as we are doing this, we bring our own unique divine fingerprint, if you want to put it that way, our own unique divine specialness. And so when we get into a communion, like as one womb, I may be bringing something like the sovereign radiance of peace, and then somebody else may be bringing the sovereign radiance of love. Somebody else's gift may be the sovereign radiance of supply. Somebody else's gifts may be the sovereign radiance of grace and mercy. And so it's not for me necessarily. We come in through the frequency of love, and we start in the frequency of love. But as we are in this special communion, what you may feel is the presence of your gift. And it's so incredible, because the presence of your gift is not just for the intention of praying into the world as one womb, but it's also probably a divine soul ignition, is what I call them in my work, but a divine soul ignition for yourself. So I would also invite you to, A, be comfortable. B, it's okay if you go to sleep because you're still in the space. You know, sometimes people say, I went to sleep and da-da-da-da-da. And that's okay. You're doing one out of two things. You're either deeper into the frequency or you're learning how to stay in the frequency and your body just has not acclimated to the frequency at the level in which you've entered. And so in order to do that, you fall into sleep so that your body can come into a restful expression of the frequency that is that has come upon you. So let's see what else came forward. There's a lot in this transmission, but I would invite you to do those two things. And I would also say that if you have a situation and you're feeling this sort of radiant presence, don't try to define it. I don't want you to feel like what I just said is, you know, my gift may be love and your gift may be this or that. I would just encourage you to just be in that presence without defining it. And that is so important because I don't know how to explain it, but the radiance, your innate radiant self, your innate divine, your innate divinity knows the frequency. So you don't have to define it. So that is very, that is also an interesting way of looking at it, is that you do not have to define this frequency, but just to learn or to experience the expression of it. So I wanted to bring those points forward. There was so much more, but we could be here for another hour, and I do want to get into our prayer practice for this morning. But I think for March, that was a wonderful expression of, I'm just going to check my notes here if there's any one more thing the other thing that came forward really quickly is that, which I thought was interesting as a facilitator, is that same idea of, I bring my unique gifts is I also bring my unique relationship in this case, I just sort of say the compassionate presence. But what was so special about this was that sometimes somebody has a unique experience with creator or creation, and that's how they define the higher energy of God or source. Some people will say source, some people will say the universal presence, some people will say God, and that actually has more meaning. It's not just a throwaway thing. It actually has more meaning. How we come into the expression and how we express our beautiful relationship with God is a very special thing. And so, I hope that I'm always respectful of how people practice and name, title that higher frequency. But it is so interesting that the words would come like, I don't know that I've got them in the secular right now. I know I've got them in the spiritual, but the words would come. The limitation is praying for God, and the unlimited expression is as I pray in the expression of source, peace comes forward, or love comes forward, or grace comes forward as the expression of God. Grace comes forward. It's not to say that we cannot be in our heart space of really wanting to feel peace or love or grace, but it is the way that we connect with the expression of it as grace, as peace, as love, as opposed to expressing the non-existence or the limitation or the lack of peace, love, and grace. Money, it could be the same thing. I had a wonderful thing at the end of the communion that my money is an expression of God. And that just came out of nowhere. This morning, I wasn't even thinking about money or bills or anything, but out of the bubbling up for myself this morning was the ever-flowing presence of money is the expression of God in my life. You know, so I wrote that down, you know, because it just came forward. So let's get started. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I am greatly appreciative of your presence, and let's get started. So, closing your eyes. Maybe we'll do a little bit of this this staying in the presence or sitting in the presence this morning. But getting yourself comfortable as possible, bringing your hands in prayer position. Now, you can have your hands in prayer position. And I have come to one of the things that I've been seeing lately is my thumbs are together. And I have sort of cupped my hands. All the fingers are touching, but I've kind of cupped my hands. And my guidance has said that that is to allow the sort of the expression of the energy to come forward through my hands. So this is just something that I'm doing. I invite you to experiment with it. Then I take my two fingers and I just rest them gently against my heart. You can lay your hands flat. I've actually had my hands interlocking and on my expression on the heart, but you do want to touch the heart at least in the beginning of this so that you're making that internal connection with your heart space. And just coming into the conscious awareness of your breath. If you feel any tension, just allowing it to be breathed out. If you have a thought that comes forward too, the other thing that came forward this morning was, we used to say breathe through the dominant hand and release it, but this morning it was breathing through the prayer of I am and release it. So if you have something that comes forward, just allowing yourself to breathe in and breathe out and placing it into that space in your hands for transformation and to be released into the holy presence of love. I'm going to be silent here for a moment so that you can begin to feel the connectiveness. Keeping the breaths even amount of counts in and even amount of counts out. Feeling any tension, just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth and a sigh of release. and allowing your heart to become present. You're doing this in the privacy of your own sanctuary. You will begin to feel that your environment sort of floats away. The awareness of your environment floats away. And you feel the presence of your heart's intentions. So as we pray love into this sacred space of community and communion, allowing each breath to be the presence of love, the energy knows where to flow. What areas of your life are enhanced through love? A healing presence of love, a transformative presence of love. The comforting presence of love. Love is grace. Love is mercy. Allowing the energy that is being generated in this moment to permeate and come into every portion of your being. Your mind is body, your body is soul. One expression of life. Just resting here, in this presence. Bringing into your conscious awareness yourself, any situation or person, relationship, that you'd like to extend a loving prayer. To be in loving communion, relationship with yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, bringing in the people, the relationships. Guidance is saying being grateful for this bath of love as an expression into just daily living. Now allowing the energy to flow into your community and your neighborhood, your household, your community and your neighborhood. And the guidance is saying this is the point where your uniqueness may flow through. You may feel a shift in the frequency, just slightly. It might be humility is coming forward, or divine order, ever flow. It's all expressions of love. But it's kind of your own unique divine fingerprint, as it were. And it's such a blessing. And now I open my hands and I extend this energy into the world. When any two are gathered, as we express love, it becomes amplified and multiplied and expanded. And during this time, you may have something come forward. Right now, what is coming forward through my inner experience and expression is, be the blessing as I breathe in, and as I breathe out, I am the blessing. I just hear that as almost a gentle like a sonnet from guidance. You may have your own special expression coming through. I breathe in, be the blessing. As I breathe out, I am the blessing. That's how you breathe in. as I breathe out. Now, on the next inhalation, bring your hands back together in prayer position, back to your heart. So now on the next inhalation, give thanks and gratitude for the special blessing that has come forward for you for March, whatever that prayer may be. As an example, I heard, be the blessing. I am the blessing. Be the blessing. I am the blessing. You can put a smile on it. Now, breathing in the amen. Exhaling the amen. Breathing in the amen. Exhaling. Breathing in the amen. Exhaling the amen. Breathing in the amen. Exhaling. One more time. Breathing in the amen. Exhaling the amen. Breathing in the amen, exhaling. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Breathing in, slowly opening your eyes, exhaling just a little bit. Opening your eyes a little bit more. Exhaling. Opening your eyes just a little bit more. And exhaling. Amen. So be this done.